What about the Lutzen Mountain Ski Patrol? How did you get involved? Why did you get involved?
Well, I've actually been in the Lutzen Mountain Ski Patrol, National Ski Patrol, for, I think this is going to be my 30th year, which makes me old, number one.
But it keeps you young, apparently.
It does keep me young. The patrol has been around at Lutzen since, at least the 60s. When you have one patroller, I think he got his 50-year pin. Has been involved with the patrol that many years. And so National Ski Patrol, it's a volunteer organization, and it's nationwide. And we have our friends across the border, the Canadian Ski Patrol as well. So it's actually an international organization. But the patrol is a very satisfying thing to do in the winter. I just love it. I think one of the big things is it gets me out. Gets me out and enjoying the elements and also serving, helping people.
Mm-hmm. So what are your responsibilities as a patroller?
Well, safety is one of our number one things, is to help the skiing public and the snowboarding public. And there's all sorts of other devices on the ski hill now, but making sure people are safe. And we open and close the hill, make sure the runs are ready to be skied and things are safe. So that's one of our big roles. And then the next thing is stabilization, treatment, and transport from the hills. So people that are injured or have medical emergencies on the hill, diabetes or, heart attack, things like that, we're trained to be able to assist with all of those things. And then transport is a big deal, because once we get them stabilized and enough to be able to get them off the hill, then we use our toboggans and we use our snowmobiles to transport them to a central area and then get them out of the area by ambulance. And
so you are a nurse, so mm-hmm. you have that medical background. Is that required?
No. Actually, what we do is there's something called an outdoor emergency care course, and it is a very similar to an EMT level training course, and you do not need to have medical background to take it. In fact, youth can actually take it, 16 years and older. If they're going to be 16 by the time we would test in the spring, teenagers can take it too. And we've had youth on our patrol before. But a lot of people do not have medical background that do the outdoor emergency care course. The great thing about the outdoor emergency care course is, it applies to the kind of first aid treatment and transport we do on the ski hill, but it definitely applies to life on the North Shore and in the woods for people that are snowmobilers or cross-country skiers, resort people, to be able to have this additional background in how to treat and transport people when you're back in the woods, cross-country skiing, somebody breaks a leg. You know, how do you get them out, and how do you stabilize them long enough to be able to get them out? That's all part of the outdoor emergency care course. So
how many patrollers are on the hill at any given time? Is that
actually we ski on the National Ski Patrol is a volunteer organization, so we generally cover the weekends and holidays, and usually there's 12, 15 people that are on busy weekends, and we cover it well. We divide up the area into two areas, so we get to ski half the area one part of the day and the other half the other part of the day.
So you're looking for new volunteers. Who do you think would be interested in doing this?
Well, anyone who is a skier or a snowboarder, and telemark skiing too. People can telemark ski and be able to run a toboggan down the hill. It's really cool to see people on snowboards taking a toboggan down the hill. It's a real art. The neat thing we have going this year is we have the new online course. So people are going to be able to take all the lecture parts, all the written test parts, there's discussion, but they're going to be able to do it online, because this is a 100-hour-plus course.
Oh, my.
And in the winter, fall and winter, it's really hard. People are so involved with other things. So to come to a class is kind of a burden. We did this a couple of years ago. It was very successful. But people will be able to do all that part of their training online. I'd be supervising the course along with another instructor. And then the on-hill skills and scenarios part actually happened at the ski hill this year. Instead of we did it in higher ed a couple of years ago. No, you come to the ski hill on the weekend. In the morning, we're going to train you on your basic skills for first aid. And then we're going to take you out on the hill, and we're going to start working with you on how to run a toboggan and how to ski. The other thing to mention is people go, oh, my ski skills aren't that good. We will make your ski skills good. We have excellent nationally certified trainers to teach ski skills and bring you up to speed on that. And toboggan handling, I have seen 100-pound people run a toboggan down the hill. Once you learn to use proper technique, you can do just about anything on the ski hill. And we have one of the best patrols in the Midwest, I have to admit, because we have the biggest ski area, and we have the most vertical, and we have some of the roughest terrain. And so our patrol at Lutzen is really highly skilled, good people.
So if somebody would like to get more information or get involved, what would you? How would they do that?
What they're going to do is they are going to go online, and they can email me at abraham@boreal.org. Pretty simple, Abraham. Or they can give me a call at 387-1125. And that, of course, you may get the machine, but leave a message and I can give you more information. But we're opening up our, what we call our refresher next Saturday. And that's when all of our patrol gets together. We practice, go through our ski skills over the weekend. We actually do a gondola evacuation. We do a chair evacuation. We do all the things that we do during the season. But during that that refresher this year, we're welcoming people that are just interested to show up around 7:30, 8 o'clock at Rosie's at the ski hill on Saturday. And that's the main chalet. And we will have you work with our patrol, observe how we do things, and a little recruitment thing going on that day as a way of getting people familiar with what we do at the patrol. So,
well, it's been very interesting talking to you and hearing about what you do while you're enjoying the outdoors.
Well, that's the one thing I want to say. Why do we patrol? There are benefits. There's season pass benefits for the patroller. There's also season pass benefits for families. If you have children under 18, your whole family gets to ski with a season pass, and or there's passes for other people. But the main reason most of us patrol is we love the camaraderie. We love hanging out together. It's wonderful professional people from around the state. And so that's probably the main reason we do it, is it gets us out there. Even as we get older, it makes us ski in the winter. It gets us outside, and we love spending time with each other and providing a real, real service to people. So,
we've been talking with Mark Abrahamson of the Lutzen Mountain Ski Patrol. A training for new patrollers will be held Saturday, October 25th in Lutzen. You can get more information from Mark by email at abraham@boreal.org or by phone 387-1125. Did we cover it all?
We did. Thank you very much, Sherry and Randy.
Thank you.